We're here. We're finally at Disney, just like I promised. Everything, Ashley said breathlessly. She watched, slack-jawed, as Goofy, the real Goofy, went ambling past on Main Street. Brendan pointed to a little boy about his own age wearing Mickey Mouse ears with Matthew embroidered across the brim.
Can we get those?
He asked hopefully.
Can we please, please, please?
No, I'm sorry, sweetie. Mommy doesn't have enough money for that. Not this trip. Next time for sure. She wondered suddenly why she hadn't thought to pack sandwiches. The trip to Disney was going to cost far more than she could afford. If something went wrong at home between now and her next paycheck, she'd be in deep doo-doo. But that was just more to worry about.
Stop! Stop! Not today! Don't ruin everything, Mersey Dotes.
I know just what we should do, she said gently, taking the map from their hands. Shortly, they were floating through the It's a Small World boat ride, something Mary hadn't done since she was Brendan's age. But it was still the same, and that was comforting. The cool and the dark were as soothing as she remembered, and she still loved all the smiling animatronic faces that never changed. There was something reassuring about the ride, about Disneyland. She loved being here with the kids, and she'd kept her promise.
Look at that!
Brendan squealed, pointing to a jolly-looking Eskimo family waving from their snow-covered home. Brendan and Ashley probably didn't even remember snow, she realized.